Sydney Ward got her start in music when she was a teen, busking on the boardwalk of Venice Beach, California. Now, she's on stage as Sunny Ward, a successful musician in her 30s who's celebrated for her guitar skills. This is from Sunny Ward's sixth album, but her first, which made 10 years ago, never got its public release until now. NPR's Sophia Alvarez-Boyd has her story.
Listening to Sunny Ward's most recent album, Simple Syrup, it's hard to believe that she was once in a punk band.
I met a girl then, she almost knocked me dead. Punk rock girl, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl.
But that was how War and her bandmate Brian Rodriguez bonded when they met at Alexander Hamilton High School in Los Angeles.
We were both in this guitar class together, and I think we just bonded over, like, 80s hardcore. He was obsessed with Minor Threat, and I was really into Bad Brains, and we decided that we had to make the greatest punk band ever. But we didn't have electric guitars or amps or rich parents, so we had to have a punk band that was acoustic.
They named their band Anus Kings.
She had this Stella guitar, and she came up to me, and she was like, hey, Brian, you want to hear this song I wrote?
And Rodriguez still remembers the first time he heard Sunny Ward play.
I was just completely shocked that this tiny, silly little girl in a Clash t-shirt was now just doing this technique that I'd never even seen before or heard before with the crab claw finger style and playing like blisteringly fast.
Her skills stunned LA Weekly music critic Michael Simmons, who wrote he hasn't, quote, heard a young guitarist this dexterous in eons. She's also been compared to Robert Johnson, and she uses a technique, no guitar pick, only her fingers, that's favored by some of the most legendary blues musicians. Sunny Ward has played the guitar since age 7, but she honed her skill on Venice Beach.
I always had my guitar with me because I had to have my guitar for school. And then I met Gregory Cruz, who's a street musician on the boardwalk, and he sounds a lot like Johnny Cash. So I would go and listen to him, and then I would like jam with him. And that was my first time playing on the boardwalk. And I think I was like 13.
But there were dangers there as well.
In 10th grade, I dropped out. Because I was just drinking a lot and like failing all my classes. And I just kind of felt like a burden, like, to my mom. And then also I met a bunch of gutter punks on the boardwalk. And I thought, like, I need to be an anarchist and I need to hop trains and live with these people. This is the lifestyle I want.
She had kind of run away and then come back to school, like, pretty early on from playing music together.
Bandmate Brian Rodriguez.
I wouldn't see her for a long time. And then she would give me a call and, you know, like we would start playing again. Through that process, there was a lot of times that she'd be either on something or drinking too much. It was really hard because more and more I wasn't really seeing, you know, my friend.
My mom didn't trust me to be in her house. None of my friends were really talking to me. I was like gone. So I know what it's like to feel like, because I'm so deep in my addiction, nobody I know wants to talk to me anymore.
Sunny Ward busked to survive all along the California coast.
There was a time in Berkeley that I was in People's Park, basically just drinking myself to death, to the point where, like, my stomach looked like I was pregnant because I was drinking so much that I really was going to die. I can't explain it. The only time I would eat was when Food Not Bombs came to People's Park.
Food Not Bombs is an organization that gives out vegan and vegetarian food to the homeless. War started a chapter in downtown Los Angeles, and she volunteers there almost every week. She also got help for her addiction. She entered sober living homes and eventually got herself a manager and a booking agent. Her music career took off from there. Now she's revisiting those first songs she wrote during that difficult chapter of her life. The album is called Seems You Haven't Learned.
Trapped out in the streets of Skid Row, no place to run to, no place to go. A doggy dog world that nobody sees. Living in film, living in disease.
And she's not just reminding herself of her past. She's planning to recreate it as well.
We are going to re-record all the songs with drums. So it's kind of like maybe an introduction, because I still think they could be really awesome punk songs if we had access to the instruments and stuff.
But it's been a long time since Sunny War started her life as a musician. And that's something you will be able to hear on Seems You Haven't Learned.
I used to sound like a baby. And now, after 20 years of smoking, I sound like a man.
Sophia Alvarez-Boyd, NPR News.
Remaining faithful to the lie. Every smile's in.